On a cool, breezy morning, chairs for the media were set about 3 feet apart to practice social distancing.
The city of Pensacola is very focused on the whole well-rounded picture of everything. We're not simply looking at it from one angle. We are looking at it from a 360 position as far as all of our citizens.
The mayor ran through a litany of city actions, such as staying in constant contact with local health, emergency management, and hospitals regarding public health. He reminded everyone that this is a fluid situation which could change literally by the hour.
At this time, there's not any active COVID-19 cases in Escambia County, and we do not have community spread. The things we're implementing in the way we go about day-to-day in Escambia County at this point is because of that. If things change, we will change, and we will probably institute new policies.
The city of Pensacola and Escambia County are suspending all permitted events with 500 or more attendees for at least 2 weeks. Both governments are following recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to cancel or postpone other events consisting of 50 people or more until further notice. Exceptions include schools, churches, and private events such as weddings. Other areas remain in wait-and-see mode.
At this particular time, we have no plan to tell restaurants to cancel. However, if we reach a certain impact, I would tell restaurants to begin to think how they can either provide food for delivery or takeout.
Robinson met last week with officials at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in Washington and brought back some advice on protecting oneself by taking care of oneself.
One is getting enough sleep. You do need to find a way to get exercise. While our park programming is closed, our parks will be open. If you wish to go walk around there, realizing that you need to maintain safe distances between people. Exercise is incredibly important. Living right is incredibly important. Eating right is incredibly important.
Despite the program shutdowns, the mayor said they'll continue to provide meals to seniors and low-income children. And he encouraged residents to help others during this time, beginning with your neighbors.
Certainly, if you have elderly neighbors that can't get out and don't want to be exposed, if there are opportunities for you to help them with their shopping, any way you can assist. We are great in this community about working with people during hurricanes. And I don't pretend that this is a hurricane or anything else, but now is the time for us to show the kind of compassion that we can show as Northwest Floridians.
There's been talk about a total national shutdown in the U.S. if COVID-19 reaches a certain level. Robinson, though, isn't sure that's the way to go.
I think there are a number of different ways that we can handle it, and we've got to be cognizant of all of our citizens' needs. And so I don't think there are any easy answers. There are a series of things that we're trying to work through, and it continues to be very fluid.
Another action Pensacolians can take, says the mayor, is to fill out their 2020 census information online between now and April 1st, which he says everyone desperately needs to do.
It's very important. Our ability to get federal funding to position ourselves is dependent upon you filling out that census report. If you are at home for some reason, I would please ask you to find an opportunity to get on your computer, find a way to get access. That is something that you can do that is productive for all of us here as well.
And Mayor Grover Robinson offered a pep talk of sorts for those concerned about coronavirus in the days and weeks ahead.
We're going to get through this. This is a challenging disease, and there's no doubt that some people with immune systems that can be fatal to, but the vast majority of people in all these locations are coming out through this. We will come through this. So the most important thing is for us not to panic.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.